Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning and top of the hour to everybody. This is Troy Dooley with Real Mentors Radio, and I am excited as we launch into the final 2 days of Mike Monogamic's book, The Social Media Symphony. If you've not been to Mike's site, just write this down, M-A-G-O-L, N as in Nick, I-C-K. M as in Mary, A-G-O-L-N-I-C-K.com. Phenomenal information. If you've not bought the book, you can go over to Amazon, pick it up, because this is something that you need in your arsenal. It really is. This is an amazing, what I call it last week, a guide. Each chapter is created. I mean, he could have done 10 what we would know as white papers on social media, and this would have been phenomenal, each one of them. Probably would have made more money. He could have sold them for 30, 40 bucks a piece and made a killing. But instead, he said, I just want to make this affordable, reasonable for people. I want this to be my resume. Now, I'm putting words in his mouth, but when I look at this, I thought, man, what a better resume than to send this to company owners, to send this to people that are saying, I want to make a difference in my social presence, in my footprint on the internet. And this would have done it. Today, Chapter 9, Build, Market, and Farm. But before I get into that, let me say thank you for your prayers. My son texted me back this morning. He is back home in Cape May, New Jersey. A lot of devastation in and out. He's looking at stuff. He's going to let me know what's going on today. But a lot of people we know are affected over, I mean, millions and millions. Now the floods are coming out of the mountains. Anticipated, expected that. The loss of life was minimal, thank God. But still, if it happened to you personally, it was one too many people that were affected. So let's keep everybody in our prayers as we move forward this week. I know how hard that is. Build, market, and farm. How do you do that? How do you now make it all sound like a symphony? I believe that's the key. You know, you've learned about blogging, tweeting, connecting, sharing, friends, fans, and all that good stuff. But now, how do you do it right? Now, I want you to know, I've screwed this up more than once. You know, I'll sit there and think everything needs to be interconnected, but I don't pay attention to how it's done. Finally got a whiteboard to figure it all out. Started mind mapping what I wanted to accomplish. I didn't have Mike's book. You know, that's a funny thing. I launched into this thing blind. And I finally tapped into a pretty good mentor back a few years ago that knew the blogging sphere pretty good, and he helped me a long, long ways. Then I started looking at outsiders on how to create my ad copy. What was the new trend? What was happening? Started looking for social media experts. Didn't find a whole lot. Found one, Eric Qualman, that helped me out. You know, so I'm starting to get it. And I have people all the time that write the dumbest things to me, like, you're a guru at this. Oh, you're an... No, I'm not either. I don't know my head from a hole in the ground on this stuff. I learn from the experts. And I'm willing to say I screw it up all the time, have to go back and fix it. I'm going through my friends over on Facebook, just deleting a boatload of people that have slipped in there. My bad, nobody else's. People that don't have images up, people that all they have is farmland and crap on their website. I don't want any of that. I want real good information, so I'm cleaning it up. But today it's the symphony. Listen to what Mike says here. He says, you need to link your social media sites together so that you can truly get the most out of it. Earlier, we discussed the spectrum of the social media sites and who you should be reaching with each of your efforts. When we talked about how joining and using each of the big four, now you have everything you need to get started. So let's bring the symphony together. Now, this next paragraph that he writes, I underlined the whole thing. I thought it was that important and put WOW beside it, which most of you know means words of wisdom. And I mean, that's my acronym for that. So listen to this. This is where your brand is essential. A strong brand that touches each of the key social networks is the strongest thing that you can take to market. Everything sets within or orbits around your brand image. As we have discussed, you need to be consistent in the look and the feel of all your social networking endeavors. So the brand image itself is a linking factor between your Twitter account, your blog, your Facebook, and your videos. The colors, logos, fonts, style of images, and even your language to give your followers a coherent, comforting, and familiar journey through all your sights. All of your instruments, as different as they may be, basically need to be playing the same tune. And I thought, wow, that, you know, that's pretty good. Mike uses the symphony because it's such an elegant and respected sound. But you know what? I don't care if you're into looking at that and saying, I don't even know what a symphony is. Then they call it the social media bluegrass, the social media country song, the social media rock. I don't care what you do. It's the music that you love to hear. Attach it to this and realize it has to sing the song of your brand image. And it needs to be able to touch the lives of many that come to your sites. See, I finally realized when Mike talks about the symphony, true creative music lovers love each individual instrument by itself. I remember a movie I watched, Eddie and the Cruisers 2, years ago. Still have it on DVD. It's one of the good movies, good soundtrack. But as he was putting his band together, he got a pretty good drummer, he got a sax player, and then the two of them went with him to hear a recital of a kid playing the piano. He's playing one of those beautiful songs of Mozart or Bach or one of them. And I remember that the lead guitarist even looked over at him and said, "You have got to be kidding me. This guy can't play rock and roll." And Michael Perry, who was playing the part of Eddie, said, "Just wait and watch." And it's amazing whenever a true musician, in this case a true marketer, understands the power of building, marketing, and farming. In this chapter, we sum it all up. Mike says, your Facebook fan page is a great place to post links to your blog post. You can link it up to Twitter so that when you post a new Facebook status, it is tweeted too. This is a good thing to do, to tweet your Facebook page status and post, but it doesn't work the same way flip-flopped, where Twitter pops up on your Facebook. I learned that a long time ago. I had to go over and delete because I thought, man, this don't even make any sense to people. This is stupid. Learned from a mistake, wrote it in my journal, still unconnecting things backwards because that's what I did. I felt like Burt Reynolds in one of his stuntman movies, where he could flip the car around, drive backwards, you know, facing the same. It's like that's how I was driving in the right direction backwards, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mike writes, research has shown that business messages posting on Facebook more than a few times a day become annoying and can lead your fans to leaving or hiding your updates. It looks too spammy. On Twitter, you can post all day long without this happening as long as your tweets are interesting and relevant to your followers. So you need to connect your Facebook to your Twitter, not your Twitter to your Facebook. Period. Plain and simple. That's the way it needs to work. Mike goes on. He says you should share not only your blog post, but any videos or links to the company's normal website. I agree with that. Something new's happening, put it up there. You know, one of the things after reading through Mike's book that I've realized is that I will probably stop putting so many videos into my accounts over at Facebook. What I'm going to focus on is putting them in my blog post like I always do and then linking them up to one of the media accounts. And I think what I'll do is because I want my message to always be solid, and I don't know if this is right or wrong. I'm just going to be open and honest. Tell you, I'm going to beta test this. But I think I'll use Vidler or one of the other sites for any of my links that I'm going to put up on my actual Facebook page. And that way my fans will start helping me to build out one of my other social profiles a little bit. And I got to thinking about this, and this isn't in Mike's book either, but I'm trying to implement what he's teaching. And I think I'm going to put up like all my news posts and all my videos that have to do with network marketing per se, I'm going to have on one, and then I'm going to put all my personal thoughts, my training, stuff like that on another. See, that way I'm differentiating even my fans a little bit deeper. It's going to be a test. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try this and see what happens. So I believe the one thing that is so important in what Mike and others have to say is the fact that social media is still in its infancy stages. And just like a young symphony who's just getting started, I feel that's where social media is. And I believe as we continue to grow, as we continue to mature and nurture and tweak, we'll find out what really, really works. And this may work and it may not. LinkedIn. Remember Mike, excuse me, get a little drink of coffee here. Remember Mike had made the comment, LinkedIn is where your professional connections exist. And as discussed, it is quite a sober world where you can't really get loose and crazy with your marketing. So as I studied that and I looked at it, and sure enough, he wrote it, what happens is instead of linking Facebook to LinkedIn, you need to link, well, I can't say that. You want certain things on Facebook to show up in LinkedIn, but really what you want to do is link your LinkedIn over to your Facebook, where when you post on LinkedIn, it shows up on Facebook. Facebook's kind of, and Twitter, they're kind of the balancing act I see. But what you don't want to have happen is you don't want everything that you do on Facebook to show up on LinkedIn. You want to be able to be your profile where they can link to you. But remember, Mike said it's the professional side. Now, I don't even know what that is, to be honest. My friend Richard Brook laughs at me. He said, Troy, when you're in a suit, you're qualified for anything because you flat out look good in a suit. But he knows I hate wearing that white shirt and tie and black suit and all that. I just like being me. My wife and I had this discussion over the weekend. Because we were sitting there. I tell you what, it's like we're going into our 25th year, so you know, we've got a lot to look back at, a lot of mistakes we've made, and it's like it's really been an awakening, I think, in our marriage. And we're investing some heavy duty quality time right now. We're getting ready to start a new study together, as a matter of fact. Here I go rabbit trail down a hole, but I'm starting a new book, The Love She Desires, The Respect He Desperately Needs. It's called Love and Respect by Dr. Egerich. I don't know how everybody needs normal names like me, but it's just phenomenal. We're learning so much, and I believe that as we were talking, one of the things she said, I'm sorry, I had to get back on subject. One of the things that she'd said is, do you think maybe towards the last of the year, the fourth quarter, if money permits, could you take your work on the road a little bit? Could we go to some campgrounds? Could we go to some resorts? Could we go do some stuff with the kids? Could we? So I redid my schedule, my whole schedule actually, to where 2 days a week I'm taking my grandbabies and just having papa time with them. And 3 days a week her and I are back on our schedule of just taking a few short drives or a walk down the beach. I'm investing some quality time with my teen girls on what they need. And the reason I bring this up is because as you look at your LinkedIn profile, some of the stuff that I'm going to be posting on Facebook, I wouldn't want on LinkedIn. And as I was looking at the professional side, I thought, man, I got to work on this LinkedIn profile because I do so much that's just family-focused. And the network marketing arena is supposed to be family-focused. That I thought, man, I got to figure out a way to professionally use LinkedIn. And I'm working on that. And the reason I'm telling you this is because none of this is meant to be the answer all. This isn't something that you're going to master in a day, master in a month, master in a year. It's going to be a trying. I mean, last week my site got literally attacked, and I had to figure out what was wrong before Google blacklisted me. So you're always going to be doing something that's going to keep you rocking and rolling. But if you just keep the symphony going, have you ever figured out that in a symphony, in order for it to sound so beautiful, there's a lot of practice that goes on behind the scenes. Each individual player of the instruments must practice and become the best of the best in their own little part of the symphony. And then together they've got to sound good. I mean, think about it. What good would a sax player be if he was wonderful at jazz but he couldn't play Bach? I don't even know if Bach has horns, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know, and that's what you've got to look in. You've got to look at everything. You've got to make it work. YouTube. Mike writes, your YouTube videos can be embedded all over the place. Facebook is a prime real estate for your videos, as is your blog. And, of course, you can embed them in your emails. Now I got to stop you right there for a second. Man, when you put too many links in an email, it goes directly to spam. Okay, so just be cautious on that one. I mean, that's something I know a little bit about, is what makes email work and what makes it not work. So just be cautious. I can tell you, if you put YouTube in your email and you're using Gmail, it'll go through because it's all part of Google. But you've got to be, you just got to be, well, I should clarify that. And you're sending it to another Gmail account. But you got to be cautious. You just got to be careful. Now, something that Mike taught me again in this, and here's what he says. He says, if you want video to go viral, which of course you do, then making it as easy as possible for people to forward on or share is going to make it work a whole lot easier. Now, I upload the video, and then anybody can share it or tag themselves, and I thought, well, this is a cool way of doing it. And I've decided after studying this, that is not what I'm going to do. Starting this week, you're going to see more videos go up on YouTube, and as I said earlier, Viddler. And then I'm going to embed them or link them over on Facebook so people can make the viral effect happen. Now, every now and then, I've decided something that I haven't used. Mike didn't talk about it a lot in here, but I'm going to start mastering the notes at Facebook. And I think when I have something important to say that I want to get out to people, I'm going to use the note feature to do that. And then somewhere in there, I'll put read more, which will link them over to my blog. I'm going to do some more beta testing. See how this works. See, I believe everything is a test. Man, I got to, and it goes back to my relationship. You know, if I was still looking at my wife the same way I did when we first got married, then we would not have been able to sit down and have the communication that we've had where we've grown to trust each other. It was kind of funny. Last week, we had gone on a date, first date we'd been on in 5 years. And we got back home from the date, and she wrote me a little text and said, I love you, and I had a wonderful time. And I'd like to clear some air on a couple things that are bothering me. So I text her back. And I said, well, let me go get a cup of coffee, and let me get back in here and sit down, and then you can text and tell me what it is. And I said, you want me to come in there? And she goes, no. I want us to text first. I want to do this like we used to do with letters. I want you to read what I'm saying before you respond. I said, okay, that's great. And then she texted. She said, the girls keep running in and out, so this may take a while. We had a wonderful two-hour communication. And I thought, man, this is what technology's done. In the past, we'd have been writing letters back and forth for 3 or 4 days. And then we'd have said, okay, let's go out to the lake. We were living in the Midwest at the time. Let's go out at the lake and sit on the cliff and chat. We always go to comfort zones whenever we're going to have deep discussions. And most of the time, we try to keep them out of the bedroom. So, I mean, this is what technology can do. And this is why what works today isn't going to work. You've got to grow through all this. Now, when you look at Twitter, Lord knows I'm still not an expert on that one. Okay, that really, and I think Mike writes this the best. He says, Twitter is the true underpinning force in the social media symphony. Now, when he said that, I sat there and I pondered it for a minute. And I thought, you know what? It's the music. It's the sheet music that each piece is looking at. See, the one thing that connects the symphony together is not the conductor. It's the music. It's the notes. They're looking at their part of the sheet music. And I thought, wow, this is great, because they see everybody's parts. They see all the letters. They see all the notes. They see ups, the downs, where they stop, where they continue. I thought, this is great. This is what ties them together. Now, what makes it work is the conductor. So I thought, okay, Twitter is the sheet music here. Twitter's the key to making sure that if you can connect everything to Twitter and people see where it's coming from, guess what? Those that are interested, not everybody, but those that are interested is going to go back. See, if I tweet from or if I have my Facebook set up to my Twitter and it tweets over, people that are fun-loving, want to check it out, pops over, and they see what's going on my Facebook profile. Those business people that are a little bit more sober than I am, and I don't mean that from a liquor standpoint. I'm talking about, you know, professional. They're going to click, and they're going to see, man, I came from LinkedIn. I want to go check out his LinkedIn profile. Now, they may still see the link to Beachside CEO, which will probably intrigue them a little bit, but they're going to get it. They're going to see it. Same thing with YouTube. If I'm linking from YouTube over to a couple places and they're seeing the videos come in, or I'm linking specifically from Vidler over, they're going to see, then they're going to jump on this. So all of a sudden, I'm using that infrastructure, the architecture that's needed to put it all together to make it work. See, the thing that I've realized is that we're the conductors of our symphony. And if we're not on our game, then the music doesn't come out right. And it gets all messed up. And it doesn't matter how good the sheet music might be, the wrong message will get across. Because if all of a sudden we're looking at the sheet music and it should be Twitter and instead we put it on Facebook, then we screw it all up. Or it should be on LinkedIn, but we put it on Twitter. Then we screw it all up. That's what we don't want to see happen. We look at the blog. I thought, man, that's the music itself, the sound. See, your blog is kind of where everything starts to take place. It's kind of like the main instrument that you're playing. And if you've got that main instrument right, then it vibrates out across the net. It vibrates out across the social media realm. It starts to make music above and beyond the white noise of all the stuff that's happening out there. And I thought, man, that's the deal. Make your blog easy to understand. When people see that, they say, there's Twitter, there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, there's YouTube, there's it all. I can connect. I can spread the message that this is the kind of music you should be listening to. See, I like that. I thought that was great. I'll tell you a little secret. You know, Mike talks about it in here too, but Twitter is a good place where if you're not writing a big post and you want to put something up on your blog in between, connect it. You can use Twitter tools or some other things, but connect it to where Twitter will automatically post onto your blog and you'll have some little bitty blog post in between. Some little tidbits of information that's prevalent to whatever your message is. That's some powerful stuff, plus it brings in some link left. You know, gets things going viral, brings people back to take a peek at what you have, what you're doing. Now, that's the main focus of what Mike's put together, but what about everything else? What about Formspring, Tumblr, MySpace, all that? You need some of this stuff out there. You may not need it all. See, that's the key. I use Tumblr a lot. I use Posturus a lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can use. Find what's going to work. I still believe in the My. I use Better Networker. I use some different things. I'm in Town Hall, which is a political conservative social site. I use Shout Life, which is a Christian network, social network. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in which you can use to grow wherever it is and whatever it is you're doing. And this is what you have to look at. The focus is to keep it all congruent, to keep it moving forward, to keep it relevant, to let people see who and what you are, where you're going, what you're trying to do. See, I just think that's the key. This book is amazing. It's like, okay, now I've got it. I've got it put together. I'm making it happen. I feel good. I've built it. You know, I'm cranking things out. What do I do? How do I get going? What do I do from here? What happens if you're a local business? Mike writes this, and I thought this was good. If you're a local business, you could try to set up a deal with another local firm to offer a gift. Now when people come to your site and you want them to join your newsletter, you want them to go over to Facebook, all of a sudden they see, well, man, if you join us, we're going to give you something. And you got to admit, that can get annoying every now and then. But it's also kind of fun when it's something that you want. I'm friends on Facebook. Something that Mike wrote in here, let's use this real quick, I want to talk about it, is most of the time when people friend a page, they never go back. You know, there's two main pages on Facebook that I go to all the time. And it's kind of weird because they're like totally opposites. One of them is Starbucks. I go to Starbucks to see what kind of daily deal I might be able to get, and I'll run over and grab something. The other one's the TV show Sons of Anarchy, which starts September 6th. Because that's just me. and I want to see what's happening. I want to put my name in when I friend the page of every new season to see if I could win a trip out to California to be on set, because they're just phenomenal actors and actresses. So I go back, but Mike's right. I don't go back to all the pages that I've friended. So I'm going to go and clean up that too. Why have a bunch of friend pages if you're not going back to them? You know, I remember going to my son's apartments here in Destin to try to get him a month's free rent. So they were doing a contest to see how many friends you could get to our page. Well, I never went back to that. It didn't matter to me. I just wanted to help my son out. So you got to do that. I look at friends now a lot different than I did in the beginning. That's why I'm going through and cleaning out crap that's irrelevant. I want to be friends with people that are my friends and people that are business associates. Not people that just sit around on Facebook playing Farmland all the time, or Mafia Wars, or Vampire Diaries, or whatever the heck it is. They want me to go to Hello Dickie. I want real people who find relevance in what I have to say, or I find relevance in what they're sharing. That's what it's about. Here's some things you can think about. Review your Twitter behavior. If you don't feel like you're growing, check out what you're doing and what you aren't doing. See if you're being retweeted. Check the analytics on your blog. See what's going on. I know right now, for whatever reason, our blog has gone up. We're getting 500 to 700 hits a day right now. I'm a small little fish in the pond. But man, that's pretty cool to me. I thought, okay, we're getting a steady flow now. Our AdSense that we have on our main blog is paying for itself now, which is great, because bandwidth gets expensive when you start getting a lot of it. Are you networking enough with others in your industry? See, you want to become an authority, an expert. You don't want to make everybody happy. So you want to network, and you want to find the people that are going to help you become that expert, that have more influence than you do, that will help propel you to that next level. And that takes us to farming, which I'm not going to go into a lot. But that's where you want to use that newsletter. You want to use that the feeds that you have to really put together what it is you're supposed to be doing and how you can build it and make it work. Because if you don't do that, you're really up a creek. I mean, it just won't work. Not the way it's supposed to. So focus on that. Focus big. And if you continue to do that, then you will literally see your business start to grow. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a month. That it doesn't take the 3 to 5 year plan in network marketing, but it's going to take you a good 90 days to start really mastering this the way it's supposed to be mastered. And once you've done that, that will segue right into the next chapter, monetizing social media. And that tomorrow is the final chapter. I'll probably do chapter 11 too tomorrow, but that's what we'll take to the next level. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here, right here, for RealMentorsRadio.com. Bye now.